Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Jerry Puleo, the creator of the Burnout During Organizational Change Model, or BDOC. Have you heard of the burnout boomerang? Well, this is something that I discovered in my research that led to the BDOC model, and it's when people are attempting to recover from their burnout, things can happen that boomerang them back into any of the preliminary stages to burnout, which are frustration, anger, and apathy, or that full-blown incapacitated feeling of burnout. And what I'm talking about is something that I call residual burnout. It's one of the reasons why it takes such a long time to recover. I found in my initial research that it can be 2 years to recover from a severe burnout episode. And think about that. That's 2 years of your life where you still don't feel as engaged or enthusiastic or, yes, passionate about your work. So as we talk about the burnout boomerang of residual burnout, we're going to focus for you on why you do go to work. Do you have a compelling reason? Are you aligning your passions with your job? Now, this isn't artsy-fartsy stuff, although some people think of it that way. But what more and more research has showing is that people who are engaged, enthusiastic, and committed to their work, but not burned out, are actually self-actualizing, according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And what this means is that they have a job that pays them, they have a series of jobs that lead into a career, which is basically your career path and what you've been doing, but it's all aligned with their vocation, or what they believe is their purpose in life. And remember, burnout recovery is identified as a revised psychological contract with work. So in other words, what are you planning to do at a job, and what are you expecting from your employer in return? This enables you to make the hard decisions, whether to stay with the job or leave, whether to abandon your current career and go after something that you really want. But how do you align your professional interests with what you believe is your purpose for being or why you are here? And one of the important things with residual burnout and trying to avoid it is to understand what your burnout triggers are. If you can identify those burnout triggers that led you into the burnout in the first place, you're much more likely to be able to identify them during recovery so that you don't go back into a residual burnout. So good luck with this section, and I'll see you in the next one.